The Rebbe says a person has to take on himself to do one mitzvah, but that mitzvah to do betachlis hashleimus. Betachlis hashleimus. Memele, that mitzvah is like the tree. It's not like when a person doesn't have a mitzvah, betachlis hashleimus. He's like trying to grab the whole tree, it doesn't pick up. But Lu Yitzui has one mitzvah, betachlis hashleimus. So that mitzvah that he holds, betachlis hashleimus, he's holding and very sharp. He brings down the Amiroim, say, one of the Amiroim says, Taisili, Shelo Elachti Dal Adamas Beloi Tfili. Taisili, that I never ate chicken with milk. I kept 6 hours. It's Taisili. Every Amiro had a mitzvah that this was his mitzvah. Taisili, Shelo Yisachti Das. Taisili, Shelo Siti Melocha B'Shabbos. Everyone had one mitzvah very stark. This is the Haredi. Any person has to choose such a thing. This is like the Haredi. So, you know, as a klal, when you learn an inyan in Sforim, and punk in that week, the Parsha Shavua comes out exactly what you ois again, so you know you're learning Teir Lishma. You stayed in Sforim. The last 3 weeks I'm learning with this Bacher, and I'm working on, you know, trying to figure out what is that one mitzvah that I will take on myself. So I had a Nichum Avelim last week, the Bachar. He wasn't my Shia, now he lives in a different Shiva. If you sat in Beis Yishaya upstairs, he would sit on the Bina. He had like a place in the back of his ear and then like, the, I don't know how they call them, like curls, you know, yeah? He was sitting on the Bina. So his father, Pat, it was Nifter last week. I knew him to my wife's work at this. I went to Nachum Avil. I know, Pashto here, the Chmez. Lach Lin and Shiris. So the Vayag, I went to Nachum Avil. Came to Nachum Avil. The house was cold, he was sitting there with the blanket, the Yassim. I come in. What your father learned? I told him, my father never learned. My father was not from me. He got from after the Chazan. I feel very uncomfortable. I have to ask the next question. So I saw on the signs when I came in, so I forgot his name. Ben Ishayohu Hashem in Kandomre. So I know his father was lifted, he was 53, so it can't be that his father was killed in the Holocaust. So I said, it looks like your grandfather was killed somewhere. Yeah, if he's 53, his father had to be Nifter. His father when his father was lifted. So he said, you really want to know the family story? I said, yeah, tell me the story. Tell me the family story. Are you sure you want to know? I said, yeah. Okay, Nachum Avil, tell me everything about your family. So I'll tell you. So my father was not from. When he was 19 years old, his father was killed by a Schwarze. Killed. It was Robert. His mother passed after a year and a half. Agmas Nefesh. Left the Yosef, decided to come to Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Eretz Yisrael. He goes, the Koysel is a guy, Shosto, I don't know, chaps him up, you know, he goes, raids him up, you know, schleps him after Lil Shabbos, and the Koysel is a guy, yeah, schleps him first to Osamech. It's too boring for him. He goes to the Tesha Terra. So he goes there, who's the charge there. No, Weinberg. And he goes on, he says, like, he has a lot of questions. So he tells him, learn for 2 days, then I will answer your questions. He says, no, I have a lot of questions. So he says, learn for one day, I will answer your question. Says, no answers, I'm not learning. And he went back to America. Like a sheikh, it's garnished. Then in America, he met a yid. His name is Meir Kahana. No sheikhs, they're not. And God asked him, why are you not from? He said, I have a lot of questions. He said, come to my office, I'll answer all of your questions. He's a very smart fellow, that guy. So Meir Kahana sat with him for 10 hours, answered all of his questions. He didn't become Kandis more. He decided, oh, if it's the answer, he went to the Rav, and the Shtot, I want to become from. He started to learn. So 2 weeks ago, his shver passed. His wife's father passed. So his father was Makarava, really, you know, he didn't have really parents. So he went to America to Menachem Abel, to the Vayet, Menachem Abel. When he was there, his best friend died. What do you mean his best friend? This guy, when his father and the mother passed, this guy adopted him. Kiel, his older guy. If you would understand it, he was also not friends with that guy. He passed. So he went to, he made a tire for this person. Calls a tire. He had to be speaking the Leviathan. So after the tire, he rushed to the house of the Shiva to put on tefillin. Everyone told him, you know, you're asking the mitzvah now. I mean, you're busy making tires in the valley. He said, yeah, but it's a couple of minutes, I could chop. Told him, I'm asking the mitzvah. He says, but I could chop tefillin. He said, you know, you do it after the Levi. He says, I can't, I have to put on tefillin. The kids didn't know the story. Why he was so stark? When he was a kid, after he started to become Baal Tshuva, he said, you know, what these boys do? Mashgiach kashas, yeah? So it was a Mashgiach Kasha somewhere the whole night and half of the morning after it. So he finished the Mashgiach Kasha at like 12 o'clock in the morning. So he didn't put on tefillin shachris. So Mincha came to shul with tefillin. There's an altar yid there. He was over there, we told him, you know, no one puts on Mincha. Chidis Gule put on Mincha, you know, Reis HaRebes, but you know, told him, you know, tefillin is in shachris. Somebody would tell him that he worked the whole morning. So he said, I forgot. Shachris, I forgot to put on tefillin. He said, what, you forgot to put on tefillin? He said, I was in the Holocaust for 6 years. My job was to take the garbage from one place to the other place. And I was one guard, Nazi on one side, another Nazi in the other place. When I took the garbage, it was one place, one turn, that both of them didn't see me. Every year for 6 years, I put on tefillin in that place. If they would see me, they would kill me. And I didn't miss a day. And you forgot to put on tefillin shachar? It chapped him so stark. From that day on, tefillin was by him so stark. Tefillin was by him so stark. I was saying over this maisa yesterday. So it was a bocher that was sitting here in the vad yesterday. His father is the Rav. What's the name of the place?
Bofala.
His father is the Rav in Bofala. So he told me, he came over to me after the vat. He says, my father was the Rav in Bofala. I want to tell you another piece of the story that I didn't hear in the Shiva house. After that guy gave him such a stark chizuk, he came over to my father. He needs to buy himself the best tefillin. He flew his father with himself to New York. They went to a store, they bought the best tefillin. The guy said, for how much you want? He said, the best. He said, we have different prices. He said, the highest. I want to buy the best. He bought the best film and he came back to Buffalo. Yesterday, the son of the Rav of Buffalo. Now the father's not the father's old, but was the Rav then? Anyway, no one knows about the story that he put on the tefillin. This only later we found out about the story. Okay, he goes, he puts on the tefillin, and he runs back to the Leviath, that friend that adopted him. He gets up, oh, my friend, Shtiv Mechazal, Knelech HaChover, he gets a heart attack, dies on the spot. So the kids are sitting here in Atzisrael, they call him up, you lost your father. Okay, they're flying him in, where you want to bury him? So the brother says, 3 weeks ago the father said he would prefer to be buried than walking near Har HaZeisim. The father said, you know, Har HaZeisim is not a bad place to be, maybe I want to be here. So okay, Chavar Kadisha says, okay. You know, where, you know, he has to have company, you know, like where we'll put him, you know, who he knows in Har HaZeisim, you know, because, you know, to be near somewhere, you know, to be lonely there, is that? So he knows two people in Har HaZeisim, one of the Sfadim, and one more of this Rav, that guy that told him about that tefillin, that he felt very close to him, he's a guy that he knows. So they Masada, and they buried him near him. They didn't know then that the last mitzvah that he did in his life was tefillin, that he was made so nefesh to mekayim the mitzvah, and if he would not come back, he would have one day without tefillin, because he died in the middle of the day. That he was made so nefesh, and this is the way he finished his life, put on his tefillin, run to the Levaya, and collapse on the spot. Hashem led him to finish his life with tefillin. Yeah, it's a simple story, nothing major. Yeah? It's fresh memory, so I mean, what I want to tell you about is a person took on himself tefillin. Tefillin was his mitzvah. He bought the best. It was my son nefesh with tefillin. Hashem gave him in his last mitzvah, longus mitoch tvar mitzvah from tefillin. He covered another person that bring him to mitzvah tefillin. Halei davar. Every person has to have a mitzvah. Zog de charedim, when you have one mitzvah, you connect it. When you connect it, everything connects. The whole tree comes. It gives you siyata d'shmaya to keep all of the mitzvahs. But you have to have one mitzvah to hold on to. One mitzvah to hold on to. I want to tell you. Someone asked me, oh, very good, one mitzvah to do. Okay, well, every day, yeah. I could do sukkah. 7 days a week, you know. Cheap out, cheap out, cheap out. I said, yeah. So I'll give out the kitab. You know what it means, sukkah. How you do sukkah if it's your baby? You don't go out to the sukkah, yeah? You don't know the people that love mitzvah sukkah? No trips, chalamoyot? You ready? No drinking chalamoyot outside the sukkah? You machmur on the shittis of sukkah? Sukkah chazanish? With the years to know masech the sukkah baal peh? With the years to know mishnah bura ilcha sukkah? To try to shake the lulav in the sukkah? Everything in one go. Mitzvah sukkah. He's not sure he wants to do the sukkah. So he wants to do matzah, maybe. No problem. Matzah is also very chashuv in mitzvah. And the Goyim says, the mukkah says, you eat the whole Pesach, you kind of mitzvah matzah. Yeah? Shmura. You go to make the matzah yourself, a chashuv and chabura to get. You ready to do it? To know who has matzah? You do a mitzvah till the end. You do a mitzvah till the end. This is called to do a mitzvah. The person decides to do tefillin. There's levels. He buys a mehudot deket tefillin. I myself, you know, the reason the story hit me so much, I'll tell you. It's not a personal story. Last year was Yarche Kale. That Gude has Yarche Kale. So last year, not this year, last year the Shmaisi the Kala was tefillin. So I spoke about tefillin. So I went into the Indian. So I decided, you know, I'm going to get new tefillin. They can't see Idurim. So I buy the best. And my mishpat and kriches to find out the best tefillin, the best sefer, the best chumras. Most expensive one. Yeah, my mishpat and my months to get my mishpat first chosh pair of tefillin. Yeah. And I bought the Zav. Not saying when exactly. I might put months, yeah. I got it back from my sofa on the day of my birthday. He called me back, with tefillin already. He didn't know it was my birthday, yeah? But I'm sure, so from the time I got my new tefillin, I don't speak with a new tefillin. I never. My new tefillin, I was above my old tefillin, I can't say I kept it. New tefillin, my father, he got love. I'm Meramis. I'm keeping tefillin. So because it's made with all different idurim, so the problem is, the marshal, if you saw the Muslim Chaim Kanievski's tefillin, like you see like a crack in the middle. Because the chum of the chazanish is that you don't glue, when you, the tefillin is like a box that you open and close, right? Not the box of the tefillin. The tefillin himself, like the box of the tefillin that opens and close, the tefillin himself also has such a box. Just, it's so beginning. But they, the seifrim also glue it, so it looks very nice. The ma'isa, the chazanish is machmir that it has to be tofu begid and not glued. So the mele, if you have good feeling, you get like a crack. It's a good sign if you see the crack. Because you have to be makbid. But I didn't know exactly what has to happen. And that morning, I saw a crack in my tefillin, my special tefillin. So I said, I have to go to the sefer, maybe it's possible. Mr. Tom, it's not. Then after that, I went to Menachem Avdol, and I heard that story with this guy with his tefillin. I called my sefer at 12 o'clock by night. I said, I need to show you the tefillin now. He said, I'm busy now. I said, it's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock when I took a taxi. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're a kosher. Like a tchile, it has to be like that. But the pshat is, when you take on a mitzvah, it means you take it out completely. The guy told me, kibbutz. For sure, kibbutz maybe is the mitzvah. I decided kibbutz is the mitzvah I'll take on. It means never to fight with your parents. to miss trips. I know the Shmir Shabbos Ki Yechosa. What was his kibud av? He lives in Beit Vegan. His mother was an old lady. She was in the Vei Simcha. You know, in Sarotskin, they have like an old age home there. Every Shabbos, for the last 10 years of her life, he would daven Kol Torah because he had to daven. He would walk by foot to do Kiddush by her, walk back home and eat the Suda in the house. And he's not a person that has extra time. He doesn't have. I know when his kids had Shabbos Ufuf, he didn't want to go to the Ufuf. Because Bittul Teir didn't have time to go to the Ufuf. His wife called me up, I could convince him to go to the Ufuf with his own kids. Because he doesn't want to go. It's Chaval on his man. I mean, his daughters, I mean, his sons, it's in his neighborhood, his daughters, he didn't want to go. So I bring a Mishneh Berurah that you have to go. Mishneh Berurah says that Avi HaKala wears Big Day Shabbos, but Shabbos Chazoyim. Shabbos Chazoyim is only Ufuf, because you can't get married 9 days. So if the Avi HaKala has to wear Shabbos clothes, obviously he has to be there. If not, he doesn't. So he got up and he went. Yeah, say that. But this was Kibbud Av. Kibbud Av means if it's a trip or something, my parents prefer I'll be there, I'll be there. No, I don't know the last year. Our Rosh Hashiva of Nasan Tzvi Finkel, you know what he does every Friday morning? He goes to eat breakfast by his mother. Every Friday morning. As Masalik, it looks like Aunt Martin Kibbud Av. But Zog the Charedim, every person has to take one mitzvah. And I want to tell you, you're young now. Maybe you're very young. But these are the years. Don't think when you're 30 you could start to take out a mitzvah. Hashem gives siyata d'shmaya. Al pi soid, shteit in sforim, but it's not only like the Sefer Charedim explains it. Ganz klar Yisrael is kol ha-tere kula. Every neshama b'sholsho has a mitzvah to fix. Hashem directs it. It's mashman the charedim that could be even a meroiv that had one or two or three, but not more. Not all of the Yitzhak. It's not. But you take on a mitzvah of Scheinberg to Kentzitzis. Yeah? It's time that he wore a couple hundred pairs of tzitzis. You know what's like in Chazal? There's the word tzitzis, lost it, love it, 3,000 mishamshim, and one tzitzis, yizaycha. 3,000 mishamshim. 3,000 mishamshim. Couple of hundreds. So, you know, everyone asked, but not, all the Gdenim didn't wear so much tzitzis. This was his mitzvah, this was his baby. The guy said, oh, I decided, yeah, I'll keep up tzitzis. I told him, yeah, tzitzis is very good. It means that it's clean, not black. Niputz lishmo, tzemer. When he goes to sleep by lunch, with a tzitzis, without a tzitzis. I'm not going now, what do you have to do? When he plays ball, with a tzitzis, without a tzitzis. How long he goes to the beach? Tzitzis. You take one mitzvah. But it changes. It's a rishon. It means Rambam. It means a lot of mekoyres. A person has to take one mitzvah on and to make that mitzvah stark. That mitzvah stark. And Mamash felt me Hashemayim. Mamash felt me Hashemayim. Mamash, this last 3 weeks, every week I was learning with this Bacha, this Kriyas once a week, Sefer HaRedim, take a mitzvah. Here I'm telling you this person, Pashtayid, I never met him personally, but I knew him, my wife's work, for the last couple of years. If he told me he has one mitzvah, he's such a special person. He goes like a diamond. It's so light. It's so light. Oh, but you have to pick it up. Which the guy picks up Birkas HaMazon. What do you mean Musogim that you will? What do you mean he picks Birkas HaMazon? He benches from a bencher. He tries to wash when he could, at least to make one Birkas HaMazon a day. This is his baby. He has people in his house. He tries to convince them, wash, wash. They're like, yeah, people that are busy with brachas, with amen. You know, there's calls, whole call. They try to make people to say amen. Make a bracha, make a bracha. Be you say amen. They have a mitzvah, amen. Very nice. Is it even for a person to take a mitzvah? That's a shame. He says, when a person has a achiza, the whole tree comes up. It gives such a siyata d'shmaya. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas is Yisrael. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas is Yisrael. Lefichoch hirbo lohem teo mitzvus. Shenemar Hashem chofes leman tzidko yagdol teo v'yadir. Hashem gave them mitzvus. Hopefully, one mitzvah they will manage to have. One mitzvah they will do katikuna. And I'm saying, it doesn't come without working. Sometimes you can make yourself, sometimes something gives you a yisairus, but remember, try to have a mitzvah. Try to have a mitzvah. It starts called ascholes koshes. But then it goes, then it goes. But yeah, you can't switch, it's not, the whole thing is, you build it up. I know it's hard, but it's very wichtig. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have a siyata d'shmaya.